Hey guys, this is Brooke and Ken in The Witching Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Bedford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey, we're back. Let's go.
If you couldn't tell, that was Fool by Adrian Lenker, which is the theme.
April Fool's got you guys.
So weren't expecting it.
How many people on March 28th are thinking about April Fool's already? You know what I'm saying?
That's the true fool. That is the true exactly. Fool. Fooling before it's time to fool.
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
Well said.
Could be a short poem. Yeah, we got a crazy mix for you guys today. If you are doing something important, I would listen in. Or don't tune out, but...
It's getting foolish.
It's getting crazy, so... If you need to lock in, this might not be the show for you.
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people listening to The Witching Hour are really,
what?
Really locked in.
Every Thursday, I have at least 10 people come up to me and say, yo, crazy set.
Oh, nice.
I love that 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. time slot. I'm like, yep.
Well, that's why we do it, you know?
Yeah, we do it for you guys, you know? I've been up since 7 a.m.
Oh, really?
Yep.
It's kind of early.
Feeling awesome.
What time are you getting up tomorrow?
8:30.
Oh, nice.
Yep. As for an extension on my assignment due tomorrow.
We're chilling.
Doing
we're chilling.
Awesome.
We're ready for the holiday season, you know?
So
true. The real holiday coming up.
The season. Yeah.
Wait, is Easter on April 1st? Wait.
No, surely no.
Wait, it's this... No.
Oh,
it's gonna be like Friday. Wait.
Yeah, we don't even know in April. It's Monday.
Ooh, that's close.
Yeah.
Wait, was it last year then, or is it gonna be next year? That's kind of hype.
The Easter changes
go to church
every
on
year.
Man, I would go to Easter to church on
April Fool's.
Just so when I go for
do you think they would address it? Like, do you think they like? I feel like
no, they're definitely
everyone be thinking about it.
No, the priest would make a little joke about that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I forget. The father
would make a joke. Yep. Get ready for a silly vibe. Hop on in. Oof. This is the witching hour.
C'était tout juste après la guerre, dans un petit bal qu'avait souffert, sur une piste de misère, il y en avait deux à découvert. Parmi les gravats, ils dansaient, dans ce petit bal qui s'appelait, qui s'appelait, qui s'appelait, qui s'appelait. Non, je ne me souviens plus du nom du bal perdu. Ce dont je me souviens, c'est de ces amoureux qui ne regardaient rien autour d'eux. Il y avait tant d'insouciance dans leurs gestes émus. Alors quelle importance le nom du bal perdu? Non, je ne me souviens plus du nom du bal perdu. Ce dont je me souviens, c'est qu'ils étaient heureux, les yeux au fond des yeux. Et c'était bien. Et c'était bien. Ils buvaient dans le même verre, toujours sans se quitter des yeux. Ils faisaient la même prière d'être toujours, toujours heureux. Parmi les gravats, ils souriaient dans ce petit bal qui s'appelait, qui s'appelait, qui s'appelait, qui s'appelait. Non, je ne me souviens plus du nom du bal perdu. Ce dont je me souviens, c'est de ces amoureux qui ne regardaient rien autour d'eux. Il y avait tant d'insouciance dans leurs gestes émus. Alors quelle importance le nom du bal perdu? Non, je ne me souviens plus du nom du bal perdu. Ce dont je me souviens, c'est qu'ils étaient heureux, les yeux au fond des yeux. Et c'était bien. Et c'était bien. Et puis quand l'accordéoniste s'est arrêté, ils sont partis. Le soir tombait dessus la piste, sur les gravats et sur ma vie. Il était redevenu tout triste, ce petit bal qui s'appelait, qui s'appelait, qui s'appelait, qui s'appelait. Non, je ne me souviens plus du nom du bal perdu. Ce dont je me souviens, c'est de ces amoureux qui ne regardaient rien autour d'eux. Il y avait tant de lumière avec eux dans la rue. Alors la belle affaire, le nom du bal perdu. Non, je ne me souviens plus du nom du bal perdu. Ce dont je me souviens, c'est qu'on était heureux, les yeux au fond des yeux. Et c'était bien. C'était bien.
Chateau, visualize it.
I'll give it something to do.
Coach, coach, wherever we go, visualize it.
I'll give it something to do.
To get a wildfire burning, visualize it.
I'll give it something to do.
Ace high and going all in, visualize it.
I'll give it something to do.
Spread it out. But I'm chilling, doing like I owe you some money. Spread it like peanut butter jelly. Doing like I owe you some money. Money, 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 money,
it like a peanut butter jelly. Do it like I owe you some money.
Surprise! Fooled ya!
Bet you weren't expecting that.
Yeah. Silliest songs ever. I don't know how to pronounce the first one. I don't know French.
It's a C'est ta bien. Probably.
Probably. And the second was peanut butter jelly.
There we go. Know how to say that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Damn right.
So true. US of A.
Yeah, so what made you think of peanut butter jelly? Like, was that a big song in your childhood, or just...
I think Carrie really likes that song. Ah. My dear friend Carrie. Yeah, or it's a different one, but I think it's that one. I don't know. Someone played it recently, and I was like, oh my god, good song.
Just came to mind, you think?
Yeah. I don't know where it's... I listened to it for a good week, though.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Pretty consistently.
You know, I like the energy, you know? I feel like I could use that much confidence and...
Mm-hmm. Try walking to that, walking to class to that, walking to class. Like,
well, I'm sure those air horns would get me going, you know what I'm saying?
We have some April Fool's pranks for you guys. 25 hilarious April Fool's pranks to pull on friends and family. These silly family-friendly pranks will have everyone giggling.
Setting a high bar here, but all right, let's see.
Juice joke. Care for a drink? When your family tries to take a sip of this juice, they'll find out it's really Jello.
No. Ah! April Fools.
What the fuck?
Oh, God. Nah, April Fools. She didn't actually say that.
I did not say that word. Oh my god! I need to.
Anyway,
I'm swearing too much recently. Yeah. Toilet paper message.
Uh-oh.
He's fried April Fools on the toilet paper.
No.
That's literally it. There's disgusting. A picture.
That's so gross. That's so...
Have you ever pulled an April Fool's prank or had a prank pulled on you?
You know, I can't think of one. I feel like I don't know, not really. Nothing to these levels. Like, I would remember if somebody wrote April Fool's on my toilet paper, you know what I'm saying?
Disappointing foolishness life.
That's foolishness list.
I have one. I really just asked that question because I have a story. Yeah,
did you?
Oh my god, funny you should say. Every, like, 3 years in a row when I was, like, in the ages of, like, 5 to 7, I guess that doesn't really add up, 5 to 8, my mom would, like, we would come down and she'd be like, okay. We'd come down the stairs, like, in the morning for school, and she'd be like, oh my gosh, there's, like, deer outside, there's deer on the playset. And we'd be like, what? Like,
on the playset?
And then she was like, oh, like, they're standing on the playset, it's crazy. And they weren't there. Like, we just looked out the window, and it was like, no deer.
And
she thought it was so funny. She was like, got you so good. Like, you ran to the window. And we were like, yeah.
Like, all right, I mean, that's crazy. A lot of
it was like... Wow. It was such a harmless prank, and it kind of made me mad, because I was like, I don't even, like, I was just looking,
3 years in a row, huh?
It might have been two, but it was like...
You were 7 years old, the past 2 years have been,
every year, I was, like, falling for it, I was like, no way, she's doing it again, and then she'd be like, next year, she'd be like, oh my god, there's so many bunnies, like, it was slightly different, but it was always, look in the backyard, pranked.
There's never anything there.
Nope.
That's sick.
Yep.
know, those are the type of family traditions that, you know, I hope I can one day pass on to the next generation, you know what I'm saying?
So true. I wonder if she'll pull a prank on me this year. I think I pulled one of my parents last year. I, like, texted them something. I'll find it. I'm trying to remember. And they were like, oh, we don't believe you. I was like, ah. Anyway.
Anyway, next up, we got a good one. We got a good, really good one.
Okay.
FAFO. Which actually stands for something.
Oh, what?
Well, we'll see.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
We're going to FAFO. Low-key, I feel like this could be a very usable acronym, but in day-to-day life.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I love fun things.
Zach Fox.
Yeah. 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 Hell, motherfucking yeah. Yeah. Baker booming out the 87 Buick. Stepping in some Pumas, but this Molly got me booted. Hanging with my money, talking to it like it's human. Nigga, play me like a square. I spin the block like it's a Rubik's. She frightened by my diamonds, how I'm shining. Stanley Kubrick. Trip like Alex Mack. I spent them racks and turned to fluid. Pockets looking nauseous, blowing money like it's mucus. Told my nigga, get it, loser. Let's go shooting like it's clueless. Money tall like Iron Giant. Need a hanger for these racks. Fuck the beef, it's crunch time. Turn them niggas to a pack. Black and white diamonds, man, my wrist should be on black. All my bracelets and watches on my arms, I look like Jax. Came up in Atlanta, me and mama had to struggle. Nerdy nigga, but I'm thugging. It's the Zone 6 McLovin. Clean. I was down on Custer watching Martin while she sucking. Get the wildin' out with cannons, bitch, we drumming. Choppers fertile, yeah, they bustin', yeah. Fuck around and find out. Like they chickens getting seasons. I got bitches cross the universe. I'm pimping like I'm Steven. She gon' hit me with them kegels. Almost made me have a seizure. Nigga, run up if you wanna. Chopper what I'm holding. Two shots finna stop you while you talking like a calling. Face off with the gang. Now your face is on some clothing. Hollows had that nigga voguing. Draco turned up to a model hitting poses. Yeah, I can't never stop. Bitch, I can't quit. All my niggas from the gutter. Bitch, we with the shit. I've been out the pocket since a motherfucking jit. Raised my hand up in the class and told the teacher suck my dick. Fuck around and find out.
Yeah. Smoking blunts back to back. Cooling, trying to relax. I might fuck around in black. I left the kid, she called me back. I've been stressed out on the daily. Back to back, won't let it phase me. Up this Glock and I'ma wave it. Leave a nigga on the pavement. I keep hearing the old lady screaming. A bullet done hit her baby. Another bullet done barely grazed her. Fuck around, nigga ain't never make it. I'm in the SRT, I'm racing. Thinking about my cousin babies. I done sipped so much damn drinks. It's like my third cup, can't even taste it.
They tell me I'm crazy and tell me I'm mad.
My mama say I'ma go out like my dad.
I walk in the house, nut sack full of crack.
Pistol on my waist and I got my mask.
My mama said, baby, just slow it down.
I catch an op, I'm blowing him down.
My son said, boy, why you live like that?
Caught an op, they like, why you bit him like that?
All I see is dead bodies.
I grew up around dead bodies.
Half the city wanna rob me.
Won't happen over my dead body.
One day I'm going down, probably. Till they got my stick beside me.
My little sister said, why you always bugging?
She innocent, she don't really know nothing.
It's a bunch of fucked up shit in my brain.
No matter how I try, I ain't thinking normal.
I up the Glick and put it on you.
You look confused, but I tried to warn you.
I fuck around, rob my mom down.
I fuck around, rob my mom mom.
That's just the bullshit that I be on.
I know they'll smile when I'm dead and gone.
If you don't like Bobby, eat it dead.
On my tombstone, tell them suck dick.
They ain't fuck with me since a jet.
They won't fuck with me once I'm lit.
I'ma put on and go home for cause.
I done forget about all we done.
I get my feelings abused the drugs.
Yeah, you know Brody, but you don't know enough.
A gun in your hand don't make you tough.
You can shoot, that don't mean you a killer.
I seen my brother split a quarter in half. That's the
Good try, good try.
Almost tried to fade it. Shoot. Right.
That was Fafo by Zach Fox, and then NLMB, or Never Left My Brother, in case you didn't catch that.
Oh, I did not catch that.
By RX Poppy, produced by Good.
So true.
I thought those songs were kind of, they're kind of silly.
They're silly. They had some silly, silly lyricism to them.
Yeah, yeah. And they're kind of, yeah, I mean, the Fafa's, you know, very, that beat's like very, like, very like jubilant, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, a jubilant beat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
Okay.
And then the other one is kind of, I mean, what's not silly about this, you know?
So true. With a name like RX Poppy, like, you can't really be serious. Like,
yeah, yeah. No, he's a very goofy and lighthearted guy, and he's always, yeah, yeah. It's kind of.
Oh, he looks very serious from his profile picture. Huh. Hmm. Interesting. I've never heard of.
Really? Really? You've never seen, like, his freestyles or anything?
No, believe it or not, no.
You should check. He can freestyle. He can really freestyle. Like,
that's impressive.
Yeah,
that's
he's one of my biggest inspirations, for real.
In the freestyling game.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think last set we're just gonna freestyle. We're not gonna have any songs. We're gonna make all the music.
Or live. Now, April Fools, it's us April singing. Fools. We sing all of the songs. Oh my god. Oh my,
like.
Needville, like, I got the lyrics too. Like.
All right, and this lucky song, Loki. No, I can never do lucky like that. Actually.
Well. Okay, I guess.
Yeah, no, we're gonna have to play the lucky song. After that, we can do whatever.
Okay. Right. Do you know the lyrics to Needville?
I'll follow your lead.
Okay. Pull them up. You've got time. We've got two more songs to memorize.
Study up.
Yeah. Right. Do we have any other anecdotes?
I watched another movie I watched over break, which is like kind of a big one, like Roadhouse. You heard?
Nope.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Oh
man. I mean, because you know the original Roadhouse movie, right?
Nope.
You
heard? Man. All right.
Well, this I watched the new. They remade it. It's a classic kind of. It's like a cult classic, like action-y film, whatever, from like the 70s or something, with Patrick Swayze. Then they remade it with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh my gosh, Brokeback Mountain.
Exactly.
So true.
And you know who the bad guy is played by?
Who?
Conor McGregor.
Oh my god. Wait. Yeah.
He making his acting debut.
Was it good?
No, it was so bad.
I can't see him being a good actor.
No, but I mean he was bad. Like, he was horrible at acting. He could not act for the life of him. Like, he was literally just coked out. Like, it was crazy. Like, it was crazy to watch that like happen. But he was still funny bad. It was always funny bad when McGregor was on screen. The issue was the rest of the movie was just, like, actually bad. Like, yeah.
So it doesn't sound like a recommendation.
It's like a fun, stupid movie, you know?
Mm. Like Wonka.
I almost watched Wonka 2 over break. I had pulled up. I was really so traumatized after Incendies.
Oh my god!
I was like, I need some joy and some, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you should have.
Nah, but then I watched, you know, Tampa Phone instead, and I think that was a great decision.
Okay.
So I think Wonka's never happening. I think that was his last chance.
No. One day. Okay. this is the lucky.
Yes. What you've all been waiting for.
Entire set.
Nigga. I don't even like you niggas. Why would I bring my pistol? Why would I put this Jeep in track? Let you hear the engine. Did her wrong, she got me back. We don't even gotta mention. She for the streets, but she retired. A lame ass nigga, a pension. I miss the hood, I ain't gon' lie. My mama said, don't risk it. I looked at Barbie in her eyes and said, I'm not your kinder. I'm in the car right now, I'm flying, but still too late, I missed you. Damn, 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 hey, you got me beat with that. I don't even know how you sleep with that. If the love real, keep it that. Before this shit too deep for that. I changed their life and they don't even rap. Confess, and that's me for that. Nigga won't beef, but you won't blood, you better keep it wrapped. Ran out of trouble, they're out of town, but that's what they tweaking at. Karma a bitch, she go around, ain't no secret then. Damn. Hey, tune you kidding yourself. You do drugs, keep your peace, they say you kill yourself. I fuck you to get at her, now you feel yourself. You so high, you said you God, you must repent to yourself. Hey, hey, I don't even like you niggas. I don't even, hey, I don't even, hey, I don't even like you niggas. I'm gonna bring my pet.
Jeep and track. Let you hear the engine. I only like you niggas. I'm when I bring my pistol. I'm when I put this Jeep in track. Let you hear the engine. Did I wrong? She did me back. Don't even gotta mention. Damn. Hey, I don't even like you niggas. I'm when I bring my pistol. I don't even like you niggas. Like, damn. Hey.
Something they should get for free. We live in perfect harmony.
All I ever wanted is to lose it. I would never flaunt it. Oh, how I'd use it. Everybody has one, like Jared and Julie and Jim. And even Ronald Schnuck has one, and nobody's lamer than him. And I would play with it all day, and never ever lose it. 'Cause all I ever wanted is a who's it. Except for the time that I wanted a scooter, a cell phone, a trombone, a laptop computer, a sports car, an SUV robot that looks like me, broadsword, a surfboard, a gas-powered sled, little pet monkey that danced on my head. But this is totally different. 'Cause all I ever wanted in my life is the stuff that I don't have.
That 10 out of 10 deserves song. A round of applause after that.
So true. It's really beautiful in the movie. They all come together as a community and like plant a tree.
This is an elaborate song right here. Like, imagine
there's
the
dance,
the choreography that goes along with it.
Yes.
I can't even imagine.
Like, yes.
Wow.
It's a beautiful film.
Yeah, I should see that sometime.
Yeah, so true. We've got a little ladder safety PSA for you. Oh, I ruined the bit of it. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Wait, what is it?
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off. The picture is crazy. The 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center.
Sorry, it's just April Fool's. We're just a little too silly right now.
Last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. They're being silly with it.
Yeah, they're being silly.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. I'm not laughing at people who fell off ladders. The picture is crazy. I wish I could do it justice.
And what's the picture of?
It's a ladder falling over and a guy completely horizontal, like near the ceiling. Like he's levitating next to this ladder. You see this? His hands are out. That would send me to the trauma center.
You really got to be careful with those things.
No, actually, ladders are scary. People like go up on them on the roof, like.
That's crazy.
People just do that, like going to clean out the gutters and like. Ladder safety really gets you thinking.
Gotta make sure to. How do you practice ladder safety again? Do I have to go to the website?
Yeah, they didn't really tell us. That's the problem with this PSA. They said, it's not easy, but we're not gonna say how. I think. You want to have someone stand there or something?
No. Come on.
And support the ladder, yeah.
At that point, why even get the ladder? Just have them boost you up.
to paint the side of your house. Someone's, stunting you. Like,
I don't know.
It's easier.
It seems like, what's the one job of a ladder, you know?
To
stand up, to not fall over. I don't know. If you have someone else to hold it, it's like getting, what's that like? Let me think of a good analogy real quick.
I can't possibly think of a ladder analogy right now.
A ladder safety analogy?
No.
They don't give you one in the...
In the handbook?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Or I think I missed that section. I skimmed it.
Whoa. You skimmed your ladders?
The truth comes
playing
out.
Playing with your life out here.
That
could be you. You could be fully horizontal 6 feet up.
That's something I would do is like fall off a ladder, I feel like.
Yeah.
I could see that for myself.
All right, so something about me, I think if I fell off a ladder, I think I would kind of, my reflexes would have me land on my feet.
like flip completely over.
I think my feet would just naturally gravitate towards the ground. Mm.
So you're horizontal, you're levitating near the ceiling, and you're flipping around.
I would probably use the momentum of the motion that's already started to do like kind of a backflip. Half backflip from the horizontal position, assuming I'm starting in the back position and the horizontal position.
Mm-hmm. And then like land on all fours, like scamper away. Like
no, I land like this, fist on the ground, and then there would be like a shockwave.
Yeah, exactly. Then the ladder would clatter to the ground in the back.
That's kind of sick, no?
Yeah, great scene.
A ladder superhero. I feel like that could low key be a thing.
You're not even describing the ladder, like that's not ladder related. Fall off the ladder and hit the ground on all fours.
No, like they can like summon ladders out of like portals or something, and then like the bad guy will have like a nuke at the top of a building or something, and then he'll go ladder up there, and then
it's literally just like a flying but like more steps.
But it's kind of like a more relatable superhero. More
so
like an everyman superhero.
So true.
You know,
the ladder man.
It's like, you know how like, it's like Spider-Man is like anybody could be in the suit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It could be anybody with
ladder
those ladders.
Man. Anyone could have
it's
a
just,
ladder.
You just need to set yourself up for success by having a lot of them.
And having good ladder safety, don't forget.
Exactly.
Because not everyone's a superhero.
Even superheroes practice ladder safety.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Wow, we came full circle there.
Beautiful.
Next up, okay, this one's not silly, but it's dark. It's just spring.
Mandatory beach house.
No, okay. Song like, yeah, but it's also dark spring. It's like spring, but it's dark because it's April Fool's.
Like dark humor.
Yeah.
Oh, or like dark is really not what you'd expect in spring. It's kind of fooling you.
Dare I say an oxymoron? A dark spring.
What? Yeah.
Like a jumbo shrimp.
All right, I think we're done talking.
Just boxing now.
Boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me, will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl and you dance at the club. It's where gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. On my mind, and mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away saying, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
That was Dark Spring by Beach House and Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan. Silly.
Well, was there anything particularly silly about the Chapel Roan song?
The name Pink Pony Club? Like, I'm going to keep dancing at the Pink Pony Club. Like,
oh, that's what she was saying. Oh, yeah. I just heard Pink Pony. No, like,
yeah.
If you're dancing, that's definitely silly. Like, at the Pink silly. Pony. That's a silly place to dance.
Yeah. I wonder where the Pink Pony Club is. Actually, she says, I'm going to keep dancing down in West Hollywood.
Huh, there you go.
I'd love to visit.
You know, fun fact about Hollywood is it used to be called Hollywood Land.
Wow.
And the sign used to say Hollywood Land.
And then someone stole all the letters, like in BoJack Horseman.
I watched a decent amount of BoJack Horseman. I watched like most of season one.
That's not even that much.
Well, okay. Well,
like, I've seen that entire show. Like, that says a lot. Like, I've seen like 5 shows.
But how many is it? A lot of seasons? I thought it was like 3. How many seasons?
I actually don't know. Maybe 4, 3.
Okay.
Great show. But they steal theirs a whole bit. There's a Hollywood letter missing. Someone stole it. It's like the O or something, and then becomes, or the D, and then it becomes Hollywood.
Okay, no, I feel like that's like that happens early on. It's like maybe in like the intro or something. I don't know. Like, or like, I feel like anyways.
Yeah. It's just like that. No, wait, what happened to the land?
I don't know.
Oh. Shoot.
Bring that back. Like,
rip Hollywood land.
For real. Yeah, well, we got 2 more songs, but they do take. They might last longer than you think.
So true.
But you know, we like to keep you on your toes, especially.
Especially on
the sacred day.
This Eve of the big day.
The big day.
Oh my God, Sadie and I had this huge plan to prank the UO that we were dating, but it can't come to fruition now. It just wouldn't make sense. So. We're pretty pissed about that.
I mean, you could... Yeah, that's
we were like, how could we... it became more and more unbelievable. But
I mean, are you really just gonna give up on all of your fooling?
I put it in my calendar. I was so like, I was like, I can't forget this.
You got to think of a good.
I gotta get a better prank. I have no pranks ideas. I'm prankless right now.
Yeah, that's. You could steal everybody's frisbees. What? And then
replace it with Jello. Yeah. Jello frisbees.
And then they'd all pull out their frisbees, but it'd actually be Jello.
It would actually be
so funny.
Jello frisbee prank. Oh my god, good idea. Yep, but right on their toilet paper. Those are the two pranks.
just manipulate their toilet paper. That's really a great.
Yep. Yeah. Got it. Anyway, let's get into Frog on the Floor by 100 Gecs.
Frog on the floor, where'd he come from? Nobody knows where he'll go. He's been chilling in the basement for a minute. I just think it's time he moves into the kitchen. Give him some space and let him do his thing. Make him feel safe and listen to him sing. Frog on the floor, where'd he come from? Nobody knows where he'll go. Frog on the floor, where'd he come from? Nobody knows where he'll go.
Got real still and nobody made a sound, 'cause he was chasing flies around and he was stuffing them in his mouth. Give him some space, he's still working it out. Give him some space, he doesn't know what people think about.
Cut. cutthroat man. I'm a real demon in disguise. When I look you in your eye, I ain't gotta lie. Better run my way, but we gon' have a problem.
Ooh, do you see me winning? Do you see me winning?
I just got a check, got a cash in. Gotta go to the bank, gotta get my bread in. I'm a warrior, I'm a star boy. Let's just go to war. Let's just go to war. Why they ask me what drugs I take? Baggies and Xanax and lean and all. What?
Read a whole statement. That's just supposed to be my thought, man.
He ain't had to do me dirty,
but I'm a star. Let's go to her. Yeah, I'm a star. Let's go to her.
Pussy nigga, man, I punch you in your head. You gon' die, gang. Boy, I want his hair right now.
I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior, I'm a warrior. But I put a fight for a nigga, yeah, yeah. I'm a warrior.
Let's just party all night long. Let's just take some drugs, let's just drink on the alky. Bad bitch, shit, she like me. For a model, bad bitch, wanna suck on my dick, yeah.
It's all how you look at me, and it's all how you react to me. Did I tell you that I'm chosen? Let's not put money involved, baby girl. She did a couple dance on them dances, a splits for me.
I'm going real fast in the farm, yeah. So scared away, yeah. I got my bitch by the side of me. I got my cash in the middle console. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm a drug fiend, junkie. I need it all, yeah.
I'm a demon in disguise. When I tell you, man, I want it, said I want it all.
Yeah. I did that pipe when I was a juvenile. Try to direct follow me, yeah. I was a juvenile, mama couldn't even keep up with me, yeah. Mama was crying in and out of trial. I was like I was going wild. I was running the streets like I ain't had no mind. In my head and my shoulders, I'm a menace to society, boy, I want his head.
Ooh, this my way. This my way. This my way.
Piece of honey bun. Stick in my hands, nigga, yeah. I said I go, then I'm more.
fault of mine, I'm made differently. That blood running through my veins, I'm different, y'all. I've been trying to tell you what I'm really on. Man, I'm famous, I got that money, I'm rich, I'm famous. I say fuck you, like fuck you, like fuck you, yeah. Bad bitch wanna fuck me right now. She wanna suck on my dick and swallow my kids.
Ooh, baby girl, welcome to my world. In my world, it gets so dangerous, girl. In my world, you don't wanna get into it. No, no, no. There's an evil mad mind. I'm just an evil mad mind. I don't even gotta say none. Yeah. Yeah.
Blackie, that's a better.
Oh, wait, should we?
Ooh! So that was.
That was.
Frog on the Floor.
Yeah, and then. If you couldn't tell, there's a Head by Fly Soulja.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the first time that I was logged in here?
No.
Oh, good. All right. I'm glad to know someone else is an appreciator of the finer things. You know?
Yeah, that's actually surprising. I don't know who.
Maybe last invited. April Fool's. Possibly.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's a good foolish song. Really.
Yeah.
Really. I don't know what to think of it. I don't. I'm still sitting with it.
It kind of gives you a lot. It's kind of like. Like doing part two, and you know, in that way, and it's kind of, it's really long, and there's lots
exactly.
It really needs a rewatch to do it justice, I guess, is what we're trying to say here. So we're gonna leave you with.
So we're gonna play it again. No, there's no one here to take over, unless there is. Just getting automation. Sorry. What you gonna do?
But this has been Brooke and Ken from the Witching Hour. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO. WMFO, sorry. Let me just say WMFO. My mouth isn't trained to say WMFO in Medford.
Yep, facts. Freeform radio. You forgot that. Freeform.
So freeform.
Keep it freeform.
Hell yeah. Until then, see you next week.
So true for...
That's not a fool.
That's real. That's for real. We'll be here.
Yeah.
Used to be one of the rich and ones.